page 10, Simon Kuvchav Ches. Your test. We've got to clarify. We finished. We ran through this very quickly on last time we were together, Thursday, whatever day it was. Let me clarify it a little. So again, we're talking about duchening. Talking about duchening. Berkas Kohanim. So the last thing we really covered was that no one should cut off the other person. In other words, the person who calls out to the Kohen has to say Kohanim. So Kohanim should wait to make the bracha till that's done. And then people shouldn't answer Amen. Well, we've learned this before. Shouldn't answer Amen until the bracha is finished from the Kohanim. Right? We learned that before. Talk about that with the other, any bracha. And then the Kohanim shouldn't jump the gun. And everyone shouldn't answer the Kohanim Amen until they finish the whole word at the end of each stanza. All that type of stuff. So the Yud-Tes we ran through quickly. Clarify it a little or a lot. Your test. Ein shatz v'shoy lanos amen achar bracha shel kohanim. The chazan doesn't answer amen. What we learn is after the bracha of the kohanim, not the bracha asher kisham big dushas shalaron, but rather v'chuneka yis. You know, at the end of each stanza, we answer amen. So he shouldn't answer amen to the bracha. The bracha, the birkas kohanim. Not the bracha on the birkas kohanim. So Mishnah Berurah, I think we did this last time. So the reason why is because the guy's going to get mixed up. He's going to get flummoxed. And he has to answer Amen, and then he has to pick up and then call out to them. And so get mixed up. So based upon this reason, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the chazan is davening out of a sitter, and we're not worried that maybe he'll get mixed up. So then he could. So then he could answer me, because he's not going to get mixed up. He knows where to pick up. He's bringing out a sitter. He knows where to pick up from. He knows exactly what to do. That's what we call a sitter, right? So it's arranged for you. So based upon that, it would be okay. So you might say that when he answers Amen to the Birchas Kohanim, that would be considered a hafsek, would be interrupting in the middle of his repetition of Shemoneh Esrei. So, the Chofetz Chaim says in Mishbura, no, that's not true. It's not a hafsek, because it's necessary for davening. When we dochen, it's part of davening. So the only question is what we touched on last time, and that is, how about to the bracha of Birkas Kohanim? Right? How about, so he can answer Amen to each of the stanzas, right? Now, you shouldn't say the tefillos in between, but you can answer Amen to the brachas himself, Yerecha, Hashem, Yishmerecha, Yeshar, to that he can answer Amen. But how about to the bracha that the Kohanim say before they duchen? So the Chofetz Chaim says that he should not answer, because that is an interruption. What's the difference between that and the Birchas Kohanim? So the answer is, and we touched upon this before, because the answering Amen to the Birkas Kohanim itself is not considered an interruption, because as we saw before, the Chofetz Chaim repeats it here in Sivkan Samach Ayin Aleph. This is because you're catching the bracha, right? You're agreeing to the bracha. So you don't just want to stand there, like we discussed this many times. No one, even the Chazan, wants to be standing there and not answering Amen to the bracha. To the bracha that precede the bracha on the Birkas Kohanim, so he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So just like anyone else, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, right? And whatever is happening, right? You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so you can't answer Amen to anything, right? We saw before, let's say, Kiddush is a little different, but it's not a bracha, but we saw before, you're not allowed to interrupt, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So what do? You stop and listen. But here, you're answering Amen to, you're agreeing to the bracha. So that's part of the davening of Tzorach HaTfilah, Kabbalah HaBracha, and therefore he can answer Amen to that. Okay? So the bracha, Asher Ki Yisham B'Mik Yushasso Shal Aram V'Tzivan L'Bracha Samo Yisrael Be'Ava, that he cannot answer Amen to, but to the Birchas Kohanim itself he can. Chav. Im Shatz Kohen. How about if the Chazen, he himself is a Kohen. So you can see what the problem is. Im yesham konem achayrim lo yisa'es kapav. So if there's other konem, so he doesn't dochen. He stays there. And they dochen. The Mishbar explains that because, again, we're worried about because he's in the middle of davening, and some of you could relate to this, get up and down for the Amud, so you get a little nervous, and you forget the Nigga, and you forget this, and you forget everything. So, again, it's a similar idea as we saw before. So we don't want the guy to get mixed up, so therefore we leave him alone. Don't get up and duchen, you're going to have to move. And then second of all, also, he's going to have to move, as we're going to see later. So therefore, Chazal didn't allow that. In this type of case, there's other kohanim. Stay, don't move. You know, you're not supposed to move in the middle of davening. He would have to move because he has to go up to the duchen. Where were you? Rostrum, right? He has to do that. So therefore, we don't want to allow that to somebody start walking around in the middle of davening. Shmon Esrei, you know, we don't allow that. So therefore, there's other kohanim. Let them do it. The Rama says, therefore, lo yamru lo la'alos oli tol yadav. Therefore, if there's other kohanim, you shouldn't say to that kohen who is l'chazen, go duchen, go wash your hands, right? We saw before, because if people say that to him, so then he's obligated to duchen. He's obligated. So now you're putting him in a worse spot. He really shouldn't. There's other people who could do it. So don't tell him to do it, because then you're making it more difficult for him. How about if somebody did? So he went up to him at some point and said, you know, maybe a little break. Somebody slipped up to him and said, you know, you have to go duchen. Aye, there's other kohanim. If you said to him to go duchen, tsarach la'alos. So then he's in trouble. I mean, we'll see what he does. He has to go up to who over ba'ase im eno ola. As we saw before, if he's told to duchen, he doesn't. Remember all those ases, those positive mitzvahs? 1, 3, that he violates. So that's what you're doing to the guy. So he has to go, he would have to go up and duchen.
But wouldn't he be over an ase?
No, it's worse. We saw we've done this before. That if you tell him. Right. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achronim that in this case, if someone slipped and told him to go up and duchen, even though we're not sure he'll be able to recover and come back afterwards and, you know, not be full-blown, right? Again, don't forget, in those days, there weren't too many Sidurim around. So, or whatever. Still, he has to go up and duchen, right? Because you told him to. And you told him to, so he has to go up and duchen. So now what? Pick up the Mechaber. Va'afilo ein sham kohen elohu lo yisas kapov. And so how about if there's no other coin? How about if there are no other coin? He's the only one, so then he still shouldn't go up and duchen unless elim came uftak lo shachso l'tfilasa below tiruf das, excuse me. Unless we're sure he could go back and get back after duchen to go same shalom tov racha. Again, so that's less of a problem today, as we said before. Mishnah Berurah brings it down again. Because we got Sidurim, so therefore we're pretty sure he'll be able to go back and do it seamlessly. But the Mishnah Berurah says, even though we do have Sidurim, if there's other Kohanim, the first halacha still applies. In other words, you say, well, we got Sidurim, so even there are other Kohanim, let him go and duchen. No. Mishnah Berurah reiterates that, no, if there's other Kohanim, they duchen. He stands there. Why? We don't want him moving. Right? There's still that factor. So therefore, he shouldn't do this. So again, let's say he's the only Kohen. Now, believe it or not, I had this in my years in Yeshiva. The second year was in Chofetz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. So we had it that time. And you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day. Right? It's not like in Chofetz Chaim. Duchen every day. And we had one Kohen. That Cohen is a very dear friend of mine. He's a famous speaker now. You probably have all heard of him. And to make matters more complicated, is since there were so few, there weren't so many guys that year. It's a great year. There weren't so many guys. But got a lot of personal attention. So they had a rotation who had to daven Shacharis. So the Gaboyim, so sure enough, so now this person who's now a famous speaker wanted to get out of davening. because he was the only Kohen. So that's why you get out of daven. You don't have to daven as Chazan, right? Because he's the only Kohen. So here's this halacha. He's the only Kohen. And so the he shouldn't do him.
This was Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So this guy, so... But if the guy, we're sure the guy could recover and come back right after duchening, so then, shimo muftak bekach, kivan she'ein sham kohen elohu, if we're sure that he could come back and rebound after duchening, go back into Sim Shalom and he won't be any problem. So since he's the only kohen, we don't got no other kohen, elohu, except for him, yisa is kapov. So then he has to duchen. Kedesh lo tisbatel nesias kohayim. So at least we have duchening. Wasn't so easy to get out of. So then you could say, well, how does he do it? So that's Machara continues. We'll just try to finish this quickly. V'keisar yasa. So what does he do? He has to duchen. Yakoragov me'at. So then he goes up to duchen. He tries to make it as little as possible, but he moves out of davening. He goes up as little as he has to. Me'at be'avoda v'yomar. Then he gets to the end of the bracha, right? Lachanu al ados. V'yalu duchen, and goes up to duchen. Right, he has to move a little first. Right, we saw that before. Right, he has to be okir mimakamo. Then he goes up to duchen. V'varach birkas kohanim, and he makes the bracha. V'yikro la'acher. Well, then we got another problem. But we need a caller. He can't call to himself. Right, we saw he can't do that. So we get somebody to call out for him. Somebody in the crowd. And then the guy goes back down and finishes Shim Shalom. Or another way we could do it is if the caller knows he's going to be the caller and he listens to the repetition of Shemon Esrei from beginning to end and listens carefully. Very interesting halacha. So then if he's been listening to the Chazan and having a mind to be Yotza with the repetition, so then the caller will finish Shim Shalom. How do you like that for Aloha? Right? So in other words, in this case, you'll have this guy going through 90% of davening. He'll duchen, but then somebody else will finish Shmoneh Esrei for him. The makro will finish Shim Shalom. How do you like that? Okay, we'll pick this up in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Cool, how welcome. Aren't you happy you came?